What does Issues Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8384. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to listen to some comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. We keep this line open 24/7 for our listeners to call with questions, complaints, comments, suggestions, whatever. Criticisms are welcome too. We like that sometimes best of all. The number to call for the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. We not only take your comments there, we play them on the air as time permits because we want everyone to hear what's coming in on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. By the way, while I'm talking about that comment line, one reason we do want you to call between now and June 30th is because with the approach of our one-year anniversary of returning to the air, we want to hear from you on the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? And the way you leave your answer to that question is by calling the comment line, 618-223-8384. Let's begin with a comment from Issues Etc.'s own Paul Harvey.
This is Harry of Arlington Heights with an award for the ultimate oxymoron. Two books in my library agree in substance, but conflict in title. The first author defeats his thesis with his title. The second author, although a disciple of the first, attempts to rescue his mentor's error by a 180-degree title inversion, but in doing so, the second author's logic is demolished by the second law of thermodynamics. Before dealing with the authors, consider first two laws of thermodynamics. First law. In a closed system, the total amount of kinetic and potential energy is constant, although there may be conversion from one to the other, as in Einstein's E equal mc squared. Second law. In a closed system, there is always a spontaneous tendency toward the highest degree of randomness, also described as striving toward maximum entropy. Here we are dealing with the second law. There are no perpetual motion machines. Both you and your car have deteriorated since yesterday. The earth is eroding. So is the moon, the sun, and the universe. The world and everything in it is going downhill. Now, I am ready with my award to the author of the ultimate oxymoron. The winner is Charles Darwin, whose second book, published 1871, was titled The Descent and Origin of Man. His first chapter therein, The Evidence of the Descent of Man from Some Lower Form, clinched the award. Quite aside from science, the logic fails, because even in Darwin's fantasy, man would either have to descend from a higher form or ascend from a lower form. The latter corrective was attempted by Darwin's disciple, Dr. J. Bronkowski, whose book is titled The Ascent of Man, which duly invokes Darwin on page 368, saying, "The theory of evolution by natural selection was certainly the most important single significant innovation in the 19th century," end quote. Sorry, sirs. The only available selections are from a pool of ever-increasing negative mutations, losing more genetic information each cycle. That second law of thermodynamics dates from 1850, 21 years before Darwin's futile attempt at an oxymoronic double reverse by presenting man as descending from a lower form. Thank you.
Well, as usual, Harry always has a way of phrasing these things that we hear so often. We hear that Darwinian evolution violates the second law of thermodynamics. He has a way of unpacking that and so that we all can understand it and appreciate the irony even more. Just one comment from our Issues, Etc. comment line. That number again, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. I mentioned earlier using the Issues, Etc. comment line to tell us and answer the question, what does Issues, Etc. mean to you? Well, here's an example.
Greetings, brothers. What does Issues, Etc. mean to me? Well, being a pastor in Canada, we are not given the same opportunities usually to attend many of the seminars and conferences that are held in the United States. And I know for myself and several other pastors, Issues Etc. proves to be a great source of continuing education. The program keeps us engaged in thinking theologically and also with the latest issues that arise in our society and the church. And I can say I have learned much from Issues Etc. in the 8 years I have served in the parish since graduating from the seminary. And for this, I am most grateful. And also, I just wanted to note that since the rebirth of Issues Etc. last year, I have noticed a distinct improvement in your throw music. At least I think that's what it is called in the radio biz. The music is always matched thematically to the topic under discussion, but also is often just plain old good music. I have often wondered how you come up with all the music you do that matches so well to the topics under discussion. Well done. And I'm wondering, which one of you two is the hardcore music buff? Thanks a lot. This is Pastor Mike Keith from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatchewan, Canada. God's blessings upon your continued work at Issues Etc.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Thanks for listening, and the others that listened there in Canada as well. Who is the hardcore music buff on staff? There are only three of us here, so, I mean, it's not a big choice. If there was someone who was our, I call him our rock and roll librarian, it would be Craig. He's our classic rock and roll librarian. Jeff has a limited span there. I can occasionally come up with one. But, yeah, it's one of the features of the program that we'd like to constantly instruct. There's all sorts of radio reasons for doing popular bump music, but we like to be able to constantly instruct, constantly remind people of what we're talking about, stay on topic. It's a good thing to do in talk radio, and so that's why we use that popular bump music. But usually, if you had to ask me who the aficionado is, it would be Craig. Although Craig's taste tends to go towards things like Martian Kiss, Martian Boogie, and what's the other one he always wants to play?
I don't know. Oh, Night Ranger. Yeah. Anything from Night Ranger
anything
is good.
From Night Ranger. Anything. Right.
No, we're not going to tell the real. Nobody. Craig is the most hippest because he's the youngest when it
right,
comes to music.
Right, but it's a collaborative effort.
It's a collaborative, but that even our brains, there's a whole other reason, but we are not going to tell inside trade secrets on how it works, are we?
No. I will tell you, though, that the only negative comments we've ever gotten about it are a few people who say, why are you using pop music? Well, because we're radio. And the other thing is, I think it's Pastor Heath Curtis who always reminds us when we use, what does he call it, hot country?
Yeah, hot country.
Hot country. Doesn't like it. Doesn't
I'm
like
with
it.
Him
it's
on
very,
that.
Very
I'm
quick to
that.
Tell us that.
I'm with him on that. Well, classic you, country. You, but hot country. I don't know. I know it's big, but I'm
now
not
Jeff a, likes his Johnny Cash. The other day he was just raving about Johnny Cash, and I do too. Who doesn't like Johnny Cash? But you know, you got to search long and hard to find Johnny Cash music that always fits into everything. We could do Johnny Cash all day long, but
you know, an area that none of us are really good at is rap and like really heavy metal. Although Craig can probably bang, you know, as a headbanger,
he can bang heads with the best of them. But part of it is that it's there for a purpose, just like in a church service where the goal is to be a vehicle for the word, that music is never there just for the music's sake. The same is true here. The music's never there just for the music's sake. It's not just music we like. That would just be our preference. We're trying to teach. We're trying to instruct. We're trying to stay on the topic. So it's never there just for the music's sake. But we're certainly glad that our listeners enjoy it as well. I mentioned before, we want to hear from you. We got a question that we need your answer to, and we'd like it before Tuesday, June the 30th, our one-year anniversary of the return of Issues, Etc. The question is, what does Issues, Etc. mean to you? All you need to do is call our comment line, 618-223-8384, and answer that question for us, just like the commenter did. What does Issues, Etc. mean to you? Do we have another comment up there, Jeff? Another example of what Issues, Etc. means to our listeners? No, this one's on the fifth commandment.
Yes, this is Mike from Strasbourg, and I wanted to thank you for your recent segment on the fifth commandment with Dr. Lawrence White. One thing that was not in that segment that I would love to hear. Most of the segment did not focus on the capital punishment issue, and I have always been curious as to the justification of being against capital punishment based on that fifth commandment, you shall not murder, when just 25 verses later, God begins a listing of crimes for which capital punishment should be or shall be brought about to the person who violates those particular injunctions. And I have never heard a coherent argument as to how one can have that commandment, you shall not murder, as being against capital punishment when just 25 verses later, God says, if you do this, he should be put to death. Thank you very much for all that you have done, and I'm one of those on-demand listeners. Thank you very much.
And we do love our on-demand listeners. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for commenting on the Issues Etc. comment line. I can't say I've heard a coherent argument either that would say, you shall not kill prohibits even Romans 13 use of the sword by those ordained authorities. Those authorities ordained by God. The sword includes not only physical punishment and other kinds of punishments, but up to and including capital punishment, I would say, with the strong caveat, justly administered. Romans 13 and the other passages that deal with capital punishment in the scriptures, whether they be in their Old or New Testament context, are not carte blanche for a government simply to impose this punishment willy-nilly. We're talking about the just administration of capital punishment. The most consistent position in my mind is one that is in favor of the just administration, and I would think we should also hope for the rare administration of capital punishment and the prohibition against taking innocent human life, including and especially the life of the unborn. When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking with Robert Spencer about Iran's presidential elections.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. issuesetc.org.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What does Issues Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8384. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Leroy Sundbaum, Kristen Buckman, Diane Albers, Charles Brinkmeyer, Christian Evans, Katie Billings, Chris and Jim Hoppies, Pastor Seth Florentino, Alexander Mihailov, Steve Gerding, and Jacqueline Kislowski. Thanks for your support.